Let me say that we're all troubled by the violence that has occurred in our city over the past few days. And no matter what the reason may be, this senseless violence must end. Roanoke is a safe city, and I want to make sure that it's clear. Our data reflects that overall crime is down in our city. We have a nationally accredited police department that is led by a law enforcement executive, our chief, who has shown his concern for the safety of all of our citizens throughout the city. And I'm pleased to see that our chief of police is here today. And our police department is engaged with the community, as we see a lot of community meetings being held. I've been involved in some of those, and I've seen my colleagues on council have been involved in that. Matter of fact, there's another community meeting, I understand, will be held tonight in our city. And that's a good thing. We want our citizens talking. We want that kind of concern. But today, I stand here before you, first condemning the violent acts that have caused the loss of life and serious injuries in our city. And also, an even stronger concern for me is the lack of assistance that has been given to our local law enforcement officials and our police and even our Commonwealth Attorney's Office that's needed to solve some of these crimes in our community.